Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. It's your host, Nefertiti, with What's Going On Radio. And I know it's been a really long time since we've had a chat or been able to sit down and talk with one another. But if you would like to call in, 929-477-1079. Today's topic is uplifting yourself. I'm going to be sharing a little bit of a personal story that I personally have, because I feel like, you know, it's important to let people know that they're not alone. And a lot of times for myself, you know, I get people to ask me to speak and talk to the youth and things like that. And I might not be able to get to everybody the way I would like to, go to every school. So maybe this could kind of help uplift anyone of any age, but especially young people who might be going through something at home. I am, you know, an adult, okay? And part of my story is that throughout the course of my childhood, I've had different obstacles that, you know, a lot of people are facing now, you know, single-parent home and things like that. But what I really want to focus on is a more recent situation that happened with me and how it really helped to mold and shape me into who I am right now. And I guess, you know, we all are ever changing or evolving. But basically, without sounding too arrogant, I want to say that, you know, God has blessed me with a lot of opportunities and success in a lot of areas. And I want to encourage those that do have big aspirations or dreams and are finding themselves in a situation where they've been able to do a few things or things like things are opening up for them. And the very people that they love the most in this world, which could be a family member or someone very close to you, are started to show signs of being a bit jealous or not really happy for you or as happy as you thought that they could be, because they're starting to make little comments and you're noticing that everything, you know, that you guys talk about somehow comes back around to what they don't have or just a lot of insecurities within themselves. The reason why I want to talk about this is because I don't feel anybody really shared that with me. I mean, I think I heard a few people talk about how, you know, people changed when they became, I guess, quote-unquote famous or successful, rather, at what they do. And I've always kind of thought to myself, you know, when I get to a certain level, I'm not going to be mean or act like I don't know people or things like that. And a lot of times, what I'm personally learning and finding out is that it's not really the person themselves that changes. I mean, granted, you do have some people who kind of start feeling themselves, but it's been my experience that sometimes there can be issues in, let's say, a family or a close friend or whatever within them that you have no clue about. And what your successes irritate them because they feel that they're not successful in whatever it is that they're trying or not trying to do. Typically, people who feel this way, not all the time, but a lot of the time, don't have much going for themselves. Like, on the outside, it might appear like they have, let's say, a regular 9-to-5 or some goals that they're trying to reach. But in reality, that's not what they actually want to be doing in life. And if I, without going too far off the subject, I'll just get into, you know, what happened with myself. And maybe it can help encourage someone. Well, basically, I've spoke about this before on one of my other shows, that I have a sibling that has attacked me in the past. And this same sibling, you know, seems like every time we have a death in the family, always makes it about them. Let's see, really quickly. Okay, I'll put it this way. When we had our grandfather to pass, this person wanted to fight me because they felt I was spoiled and basically all the issues of their childhood started coming out. When this sibling was 13, I was born, and I was a surprise. And so basically both of my siblings on a certain side, because I don't want to name any names, and I don't want 20 years from now, you know, this be something that somebody hears and maybe they've changed, you know, whatever. But basically, you know, they expressed that they were very resentful that I was born because they felt already like abandoned by their parents, which was not true. And they were being taken care of by my grandparents. Our mothers were very instrumental in, I guess, contributing in some way, but our grandparents basically raised us. So that in itself is a bit dysfunctional. So you take that and then you have a child that comes in, and then the child is innocent, but because of the misdirected anger, it's like this baby, which would be myself, is having to deal with a lot of issues within the family dynamic that have nothing to do with her and her being me. So anyway, because of those deep-seated issues that had nothing to do with me, years pass by, you know, you have, I'll say this, all the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, there really was no family unit. It was just who was around. My siblings never came home. They very rarely came for Mother's Day, Father's Day. I mean, I think I could count on one hand. And when they did, I remember one of my siblings, you know, he would give me maybe like $80 or something. And I always thought that that was great, but then I found out that this same person was going around saying that basically I was their charity case and my mother wasn't taking good care of me or whatever it was. I think my mom did the best that she could. I think she definitely had some areas to grow in, like most people. But overall, you know, at that point in time, she really did love me. And it seemed like she was trying to do the best she could be. That didn't raise my older siblings. She was trying to be a better mom with raising me or rearing me. And I believe that that created a lot of tension and a lot of anger for my older siblings. So with that being said, moving on to my grandfather's passing, being threatened, moving on to when my grandmother got sick, 2012, and I was harassed and threatened at least 5 times, and I actually had to get out of the residence that I was staying at because my older sibling was their home with his spouse, and, you know, with the whole picture, this house with the sibling spouse was always contentious. It was always something going on. It was always a problem, and I believe the reason why I was attacked and two of my family members had to hold this sibling back was because he was participating in an extramarital affair. And this is why I'm sharing my personal story, because a lot of times you think that maybe if I say something the right way or differently or if I apologize or whatever, because I did all those things. I apologized. Even when I knew I hadn't done anything, I'm like, what could you be offended about? Like, what have I said that is so horrible that you just want to treat me this way? And you know, he was constantly lying on me. It was always something being said that was, like, negative or I don't know what you want to call it. But basically, the relationship that he was having with his wife was not good. And we knew this from day one. But unfortunately, because I guess the situation, they were 5 months pregnant, they got married, and I don't know how else to say it, but I think that my sibling was in love with this woman. But truthfully, she was never nice to any of us. And the situation in the house became worse because she was trying to create problems between myself, She tried to create problems for my aunt, who also passed away recently. And, you know, even my mom, but my mother is more, I guess she tries to just act like the stuff's not happening. And so you have a lot of different dynamics going on at one time. And so I paint this picture because all those things are really distractions. When you are trying or you're doing what it is that you're here on this earth to do and you're making your strides and you might be even making baby steps, but when you have people, especially when it comes to family members, because you feel like you know your family, typically is supposed to be a positive experience. Not always all the time. I'm not saying perfect experiences. I'm saying that there's a lot of love there, and this is what you think in your mind. And when you have a person that already has issues, and then they marry somebody with issues, and then they create issues around them, and like I said, then there's the extramarital affair, which I think this person was afraid that I was going to tell, but I didn't even know what was going on. I think we all had our suspicions, but my goal was my grandmother. I wasn't there for their drama. And as a result, you know, I was attacked, and because my family members held this person back, we didn't have to fight. I mean, in all honesty, I don't like to admit, you know, fear or anything like that, but I was afraid of him attacking me, but I was not afraid to defend myself. And some people may not understand, but if you've ever been in a situation where you keep being attacked or like, oh, you're bullied and, you know, nobody seems to really care or want to try to do anything to help you, after a while you start to realize that, okay, at some point I might have to fight. And I don't want to, but I might have to do this. So I have to kind of, you know, not get ready for it, but be ready if I have to be. And that's a sad way to be, but that was my reality at that point. And I was angry at that moment because here I was, an adult, trying to just take care of my grandmother. And it seemed like some of my other family members were not focused on her. They were more focused on her house or her apartment or whatever it is that they were focused on. And it just really bothered me. And after that, we didn't really speak too much. And moving forward to something started to make some sense because he started failing in his health even more so than he already was. And he had diabetes, so the mood swing started to make a little bit more sense. But fast forward to my aunt passing away, we find out that not only was he willing to do everything to get into her apartment, which turned out to be my grandmother's apartment on paper, was, I don't know, it was horrible. And I thought to myself, you know, if I could speak about my experience and it help other people understand that they are not by themselves and know they are not crazy for better or wanting to get away from, whether it's a family member, an abusive spouse, or friends that don't necessarily seem positive or want to see you do well, or it seems like every time you do something, they're not really supportive. There's always a slick comment. Those are indicators that you need to get people like that away from you. I don't care what your relation is. You can be related and not be family. And you can be family and not be related. I mean, that those are the hard facts of life, you know, at some point for a lot of people. And I happen to be one of those people. And I really wanted just to say that if there's anything that you really, really want to do, no matter what age you are, you know, I'm still learning myself. There's a lot of things that I'm getting in order. But from the point where I stand right now, my viewpoint is just to get rid of all the clutter, all the negative people that always have a joke at your expense, always have something just generally negative about them and toward you, remove yourself. I had to go to the extent of getting a restraining order on this sibling because I was told that I would be jumped you know, and what it was over real estate, because my grandmother wanted to add me onto a will and also onto affidavit. And basically my siblings and even some of the older figures did not want that to happen because they felt displaced. And I only share this really, really, really personal story because it was very painful to go through for myself. And I know that if somebody else out there, which it happens a lot from my understanding, but I haven't really heard a lot of people go through as much as I've gone through. Maybe you've gone through worse. I'm sure there's somebody who's gone through worse. Just stay focused on what it is that you need in your life and how you can better yourself. And if you're in a situation where you're dependent on your family in some way, shape, or form, like for me, just being totally honest, I have my radio show here as we're talking right now, or again, if you want to call in 929-477-1079. But I also have worked in corporate, and I had to step away from the corporate radio because, well, there was a lot of things that I was a little, you know, to say the least, but I really love what I did working with them, and I still do it just in a different capacity now. And I was told, you know, either your grandmother or your job. So I chose my grandmother. And as a result, I really suffered financially because it was hard for me to have a plan A, plan B, plan C, plan D, because every plan that I had kind of revolved around this one entity because of the hours. And also you get a second job, call you all of a sudden. Now they want you to come in and they want to work you half to death, and which you're not complaining about, but you want something solid. And it seemed like it was always fluctuating back and forth, but because this was my main goal, I centered everything around that. So, I mean, I was kind of looking forward to moving on anyway, but just not under those circumstances. And anyway, eventually, going back to this whole sibling thing, eventually, after this whole restraining order thing was settled and they decided that they gave orders against this person, and the third was not granted because I needed a witness, and my witness was my 92-year-old grandmother. And number one, I did not want to include her in all the foolishness because this sibling did things like had their lawyer come to the residence and had my grandmother sign something that she didn't even know. She was signing what the actual document read. I had this woman read out what was read on it, and she stated that everything that I said was a lie, which was not true. My grandmother even admitted in front of this lawyer that, you know, my sibling had threatened me and that she had reprimanded this person because it was wrong what he said, and she didn't want that in her house. And what was said was that he would have somebody to jump me if I kept talking, because he was spewing out a lot of lies about me, which was not true, because basically I have only a sibling, but I have a parent that's married someone that we believe to be shady character and has done things like stolen my social security number, created a membership for auto insurance in my name. So it's all this crazy simultaneous stuff going on. And I only share this because you just never know what people are going through. I ask to pray for myself and, you know, in a positive way for things to work themselves out, the family and everything, and for myself. And what I'm learning throughout of all this, if I can encourage anyone, that if you feel like you're kind of losing a lot of, I would even say like your family members or just something in this process of becoming who you aspire to be, just know that it's okay. And know that sometimes the best gift that you can give yourself is to love yourself. And that's where true inner beauty comes from, because I know I talk a lot about hair, skin, nails, and health and beauty, and that, and this is really a part of that, you know, weeding out all of the bad and negative things that are happening within or around you. Your environment is everything. You constantly have to do things that you sense or just constantly negative about everything. It's one thing to have a bad day. It's all in how you approach it. It's one thing for a person to go through something, confide in you, and they're trying to find a solution. That's something totally different than just getting on the phone or coming over to your house or coming to sitting having lunch or dinner or whatever and saying, hey, you know, it's breakfast time and this ain't going right, nothing's going right in life, and you know, it's just negative. And they don't want to, you know, some stuff to go to church, because at one point he believed in church, and now because his spouse doesn't believe in church, he doesn't want to go to church. And then when it all got out about, unfortunately, about their marriage, and then they lost their home, unfortunately, it was like now they want to read the Bible. And, you know, after things didn't happen as quickly, it's like you see them go back and forth. And I'm not saying that everybody's walk is perfect, because none of us are perfect, but I think it's just very important to start to separate yourself from people who really aren't talking about anything. No matter how much you love them, no matter how long you've known them, you have to start separating what it is that makes you different from your environment. And it doesn't mean that you're looking down on anybody. It doesn't mean that you are better. It just means that you want better. And really quickly, because there's only 7 minutes left in the show, basically through this experience, I've learned a lot. After the third restraining order was not granted, the mediator basically, what she said was she believed that something happened, but she couldn't just go off of my word. She couldn't just go off of what he said. And because I did not have a witness, that would make it hard for her to grant the restraining order. In the meantime, this sibling and my mother tried to say that my grandmother was senile, that something was also wrong with me. Because they wanted to move both of us out of the way so that they could attain her assets. And I actually caretake for my grandmother now. So I'm in the way, basically. And on one of the days that we had, you know, well, anyway, one day there was a cousin that had passed, and there was one of the distant relative family friend that came by. And she's a very beautiful woman. And seems as though her and my sibling always had like this thing, like they kind of liked each other. Now they're both married, but when I was telling her a little bit of, you know, that my aunt passed away, and then I said, you know, my brother and his wife, they're trying to, you know, move or whatever, and she said, his wife, and I'm like, yes, you know, so this sibling, which is a brother, had told her that he was divorced and raising his two children by himself and living in an apartment on his own and taking care of all the expenses. And he just went on and on and on. And this is what she told me. And I believe that, because I kind of had a feeling that this is what was happening. And this is kind of why he and I did not get along, because I felt like he just unwinds all the time. And, you know, being 44, that, you know, at some point, I know everybody doesn't mature at the same rate. You just have to let stuff go, and you have to be willing to better yourself. And to lie to someone because of whatever motives were behind that, it's just dirty, and doesn't make us look good as a family. I know all of us don't have anything to do with that, but at the same time, it's like, that boy from that family, you know, said this to my daughter or whatever. And you just have to stay focused on what it is that you're doing. I'm only talking about this now because I feel it laid on my heart to just encourage others who need encouragement, and just to know that, you know, if you believe in the Lord, for those who do, and for those who don't, you know, it's no disrespect, no slight, but for those that do, you know, just stay stay faithful to God and just know that He knows all things and He's going to work it out for your good and not to get in the way. Don't get so angry at what the situation is that you lose yourself in the mess, because that's what all that stuff is designed to do. I mean, I have heard some of the most outlandish stuff. I only have 4 minutes left, but really quickly, this experience brought out all of what was really going on in this type of dynamic. Not only was my grandmother and I accused of not having our faculties together, my sibling tried to take full responsibility for everything that I've ever done and been successful in. And all this sibling ever did was buy, kid you not, maybe like 2 bathing suits, 2 pair of sandals, and a pageant dress for a pageant, well, for 2 different pageants. And I've been fortunate enough to win, you know, title or, you know, or two. And also, you know, any modeling or anything that I've done, you try to take credit for all of that just off of buying a couple of things. And this is why I never wanted to have that type of relationship. It was something that my grandmother would ask if they could help, and he would say yes, and it was like begrudgingly. And you could feel that. But then in my mind, I guess me being naive and the loving person that I am, I'm like, okay, well, maybe, you know, this could go in a better direction. And when I get a chance, I'm going to just pay them back just in case, because I feel like something's a little weird. Well, because of, you know, me walking off of my job, because I basically that was the ultimatum I was given. You know, I don't know if you call that walking or whatever you call it, but I wasn't willing to not be able to look at myself in the mirror because somebody didn't have their stuff together. They wanted to take care of our grandmother and didn't have their finances or anything in order to make sure that she was, you know, well taken care of. And I was willing to do that, whatever I could do. And, you know, it just, the story goes on and on. It's a saga. But I think what I'm trying to say is that in time, you don't have to keep this stuff going. You don't have to angry. You don't have to worry about what it is that's happening around you. You have to stay focused on yourself. You have to forgive them. You have to move on. I felt the restraining order was necessary because I was being followed. There was one particular guy that kept asking me what my name was. And when you're in the middle of a city and one person keeps singling you out of everybody in the street, you know, on your block or whatever, and wants to know what your name is, after a while it gets a little creepy. And to find out that this person was in affiliation with my sibling, and then hearing conversations on the phone that were out loud on speakerphone at myself and my fiance's expense, and saying things like we were being watched from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m., then you can't just say, oh, well, maybe I'm just, you know, maybe I'm just being sensitive. So I just want to encourage everybody. Got a little less than a minute left, and you know, until next time, we'll talk again. But I just felt led to share my story, and hopefully it could help someone somewhere to motivate themselves or yourself to just keep the faith and keep moving forward. Don't let people who you thought were going to be there to support you and love you, and it turns out that they're not. 9 times out of 10, they really don't love themselves. They don't love themselves enough to change or to see what it is that is going on within them that's creating their own, I guess, hell on earth, whatever it is that they have going on that they don't like. So anyway, in closing, God bless. I love you all. And I think that, you know, good things come to good people. And for those that, you know, have anything negative toward myself or other people, I just pray for you. And I think that, you know, good things will come to you in due time, but we all have to stay positive and stay blessed. Till next time.